What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Jelani Lyon from the 10 Lions Podcast. Breaking news: Kendrick Lamar just dissed J. Cole and Drake on Future and Metro Boomin's album, We Don't Trust You.
It's an evil world we live in.
On the song, Kendrick says this: sneak dissing, first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crashed out like fuck rap this Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga. It's just big me. Nigga, bum what? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, bum for all your dogs getting buried. That's a K with all these nines. He's gonna see Pet Cemetery. Somebody in the comments said, I think Drake has been waiting most of his career for this moment. He probably has iPhone storages full of Kendrick disses ready. I disagree with this. This isn't the first time Kendrick's dissed Drake. I think that it started from Kendrick's BET Cypher freestyle.
And nothing been the same since they dropped Control and touched the sense of the rapper back in his pajama clothes.
Where he blatantly disses Drake. Like, this is definitely not the first time. And as far as we know, as far as I know, either Drake has had subtle responses, maybe, or he's just been dead quiet. All I know is that the way that Drake handles beef with other rappers.
This is my time. This is my, like, this is my thing. I run this, you know, like, nobody can really talk to me. I'm good at what I do.
He really doesn't handle it with Kendrick. So I'm really, really hoping to see something from Drake at this point. Somebody in the comments said Kendrick ruined the whole vibe. Metro only featured him because he needed someone to diss Drake for him. Honestly, I agree and disagree with this comment just because of the fact that Metro definitely needed someone to diss Drake because Metro's had his little beef with Drake, and obviously Metro can't rap, so like this is the perfect like alley-oop for freaking Metro. But as far as it ruining the vibe, I don't know about that just because I know that this is probably going to be one of the biggest songs on the album. Because of the Kendrick verse. So it's just like, I wouldn't say it ruined the vibe because most people are going to chime into that one song for that verse. That's just my take. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Now, when Kendrick says, motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me. That is in reference to First Person Shooter. First Person Shooter is a song with J. Cole and Drake off of Drake's album For All the Dogs, where J. Cole says that a lot of niggas debating my numero, not the three, not the two, I'm the UNO. Numero UNO, me and Drizzy this shit like the Super Bowl. Man, this shit damn near big as the Super Bowl. Someone in the comments said J. Cole is about to cook Kendrick. I hope so. I hope that the same lyrical guy that J. Cole is, body and beats, body and features, eating up instrumentals, I hope he used some of that energy on Kendrick because this is crazy. You cannot be the top dog and let other niggas talk to you crazy. That's just me. Someone else said in the comments, it's time to stop being so humble, J. Cole. They can't beat you on your worst day. It's time. That's clearly a J. Cole fan, and I respect it. I agree, honestly. So it's like, Cole, put aside the humble pie and get to it. You got the bars for it. You just got to use them against Kendrick. Like, I don't know about y'all, but this is what I've been waiting for. I love when rappers rap, when rap is not just music, but it's also a competition. It's a battle. When you could test your skills and whatnot. And these are the top dogs. It's Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake. I can't wait to see what happens from this. J. Cole also says this: love when they argue the hardest MC. Is it K. Dot? Is it Aubrey or me? We the big three like we started a league. But right now I feel like Muhammad Ali. Now, anybody else would have taken this as a compliment. To be compared with Drake, J. Cole, the two of the biggest rappers in the game, to be the third person compared to the two of them, anybody else would have taken this as a compliment, but not Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar was like, nah, I'm not one of y'all. There ain't no big three. It's just big me. And I like that. I like that. Kendrick said, nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. That's a direct diss at Drake. Someone in the comments said, Kendrick is not better than Drake. I don't want to hear it. And I feel like, hey, man, you clearly are a Drake fan, and I'm not mad at that because we about to find out. Drake, if that's the case, you got to step up to the plate because he's calling you out. Someone else said, Drake getting ready to send nothing but subliminals in the studio. And I think that's not a terrible I don't think that's a terrible assumption because Drake is known for sending his shots and disses without saying the person's name. So I do think he's going to be sending subliminals, but I think it's not going to be just like a sidebar. I think it's like it's got to be a whole joint. Like it's got to be a back to back. It's got to be a charged up. It's got to be one of them ones. Someone else said Drake got bodied. Cole got caught in the crossfire. Nah, man, that wasn't a stray. J. Cole did not catch a stray. J. Cole, this bullet got Drake and J. Cole's name on it. Y'all let me know in the comments what y'all think. For All the Dogs was his album, and he has a line on First Person Shooter. They used to talk about when this is going to be repeated. What the fuck, bro? I'm one away from Michael, nigga, beat it, nigga, beat it. At the time, it was one away from number one songs from Michael Jackson. So, but that's what Kendrick is referring to when he says, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Prince outlived Michael Jackson. What are we talking about? So it's like, that's tough, man. That's a hard bar. Like I said, this is what I love to see. This is what I love about rap. I love to see dope lyricists show that they're dope lyricists, that they're dope rappers and whatnot. What do y'all think? Are y'all for the Kendrick diss? Are you against it? Do you think that J. Cole and Drake are going to respond, or do you think they're going to leave it alone? I think they both should respond. Honestly, I feel like Drake needs to have his same urgency that he had when Meek Mill dissed him, or Meek Mill had his Twitter fingers and he came out with Charged Up and Back to Back on his head top. So Drake needs to drop like this week. J. Cole is a monster. And lately, and he's preparing for his album. He's in album mode. J. Cole really need to drop. J. Cole, if you see this, if you hear this, just know I need you to drop some shit. Kendrick is calling your name. Like he ain't say your name, but he called your name. He called. Come on, let's. I can't wait to see what comes from this. I'm super excited. I think it was a cool diss. I don't think it was an OD diss, but I also think it was like a warm up. I think Kendrick was just throwing it out there on a feature. Honestly, that wasn't even like his song. So it's like if he made a whole song where he like gets to pick the beat, like spits how like either like a one verse, two verse, all that, like I think it could get really crazy. So it's just like, I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for these three. No longer the big three. Y'all let me know what y'all think. If you like this video, make sure you take a look through my channel. I got a whole podcast. I got almost 20 some episodes that's for you to look through. So much different content, games, talking about dating, talking about music, all types of different guests, you name it. Make sure you look through the channel. Like, subscribe, holla at me.